Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And I can only say, I am grateful that God woke me up this morning, because some places in the world, many did not wake up. We are blessed beyond measure. The Lord is coming, and only He can judge the earth. And if we stop and take a moment to know, God is trying to get our attention. How many storms? How many earthquakes? How many wars and rumors of wars does He have to bring? Oh, let's not stop. How many plagues does He have to bring to get attention? Jesus Christ is coming. The question is, will we be ready? In our word today, we're still in the book of Job, and Job is going through. In our Psalms, David is going through. In Romans, Paul is going through. And in our world today, many are going through. And what do we do as men and women of God? We pray. And we trust God that everything will work for our good, because that is what His word says. When we trust in the Lord. Father God, this morning we come to You, trusting in You, believing in You, and knowing that You are working everything out for our good. Father God, this morning we lift up the names of those that have passed on through no faults of their own, being in wrong places at wrong times. Lord God, we lift up the people of Afghanistan who have gotten to know You as their Lord and Savior. We lift up those that have been born not in bondage of a Taliban, but in freedom to learn and to be educated. For these last 20 years, their life has not been what their parents' lives were. We pray for the young people of Afghanistan, that those that are trying to get out to live a holy life can leave and not be subjugated to the violence and to the evilness of men who want to control and not love, who want to destroy and not build up, who want to kill, steal, and destroy so that they can stay in power and be in power. Father God, I pray for our president that You give him clarity of mind and understanding, that he speaks the truth that comes from You. Remove all flesh from his spirit and put in You, Father God, that he will lead in goodness and mercy and righteousness. Father God, I ask You to cover him and his cabinet from the crowns of their head to the soles of their feet, that they will lead with only what You say, Lord God. Remove all flesh, Father. And Lord God, give us the strength energy to not walk in judgment, because we will not judge, you will judge. That we will love and we will have kindness of heart toward each other, or that where parents are having hissy fits about just doing what's right. Instead, they're allowing politics to get into common sense. Father, I pray for our babies today. Keep them safe under your loving wings and in your arms, oh God. Those that are in mask and those that are not, we ask you, Lord God, to send your angels of mercy within the schoolhouse to protect our children, even when some parents will not. Father God, I pray for the people of Haiti, where only a few hundred have passed on from over the 300,000 that passed in the last earthquake. But Lord God, you are in charge of every space on this planet, every island, every landmass, every continent. You are in charge, Father God. And as the storms come onto this earth, as the storms come into my country and hit the coastline, Lord God, I pray for the safety of the people that live there. And I pray the safety of this nation as we deal with not only the Delta variant, but the Lambda variant as well. Because of people caring more about themselves and their pleasures than caring about the health of others. But your word tells us, Lord God, that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Help us to love each other, Lord God. Remove judgment. Remove hate and divisiveness that only comes from the enemy. We ask you, Father God, as we ask you to lift up this planet, Father, please, Father God, give us another chance. Give us another chance to love you in every part of our being, our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, and to love each other, Lord God, as you love us. I pray for the nations of this world, Lord God. I pray for Israel and Palestine, that you, oh God, will be the focus, and that they will learn to love each other as brothers and sisters under you, Father God. That it's not about a land grab. It's about a grab for the souls of mankind, that those that will see that you, God, are in charge, that you, God, are the author and the finisher of everything, and that we are nothing. Father God, I thank you for this day, that you have given me another opportunity to read and teach your word. Lord God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Father God, will be acceptable in your sight. For as I pray every day, Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer. It's in the name of my lovely and wonderful Savior, the one that hung in there for me, that took my sins to the cross, I pray. For there is none like our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in his name I pray for the nations. It's in his name I pray for our children. It is in his name I pray for salvation, and that there be a move of God on this planet. A move of God. All who want to be saved will be saved. And be ready for the judgment. In Jesus' name, amen. We will all be judged by God one day. Some days are coming faster than others. We have got to get ready. The Lord God is trying to get our attention. How many times does he have to create an earthquake? How many times will a volcano have to erupt? How many times does a storm have to come and destroy a city? A tornado ravage a community? War and rumors of war. Come for God to get our attention. How many plagues has he and variants and bugs and pestilence does he have to send? How many cicadas does he have to send to ravage your food supply? We better understand. God is trying to get our attention. The question is, are we listening? Are we listening? Are we still getting all caught up in who won an election and I don't want to wear a mask and I don't want to be vaccinated and I don't want to this and I don't want to that and why did we have to do this and why did we have to do that and I don't care about this person. Why are we bringing more people over here? We don't have any room for what we got. Da-da-da-da-da. Hating, just hate, spewing hate. And after anything and everything that doesn't agree with us, God is trying to get our attention. And to the ones that are out there screaming and hollering, the president, the ex-president, Again, God is in charge. God chose him in 2016. God chose him. And I'm going to say that so that God could show us who we are as human beings, as Americans, as people who claim to love God. God just said, I'm pulling all sheep off. I'm showing everybody for who they are on the inside. God is showing us who we are, and he has shown who we are as a nation when we tried to go into the capital of the United States. Those that tried to circumvent a free and fair election because their chosen candidate didn't win and had the gall to say you were Christians. Believe me, God sees everything, and he will judge. So I say this, not as a prophet, but as a woman of God who has heard and listened to God's voice. Understand, he chose this president for the good, for the bad, for the ugly. It does not matter. He chose him. More votes than any ever in this nation. For both persons, for both candidates. But the one that has over 80 million more votes than the one that lost, you better understand, is in charge. And God will always be in charge. But he is the author and the finisher of everything. And we are just his humble servants. So let's get in our word this morning. And let Job preach this morning. Let Paul preach this morning. Let David preach this morning. I am just a humble servant being used by God to get his word out. God is in charge. God, we are not in charge of anything. He is even in charge of the breath in your body. God is in charge. And when we figure that out, we will learn to love each other, treat each other with the respect that we are due as men and women of God, as people living on a planet having to share it and its resources, which are becoming scarce. Droughts, lakes and rivers going dry. People of God going dry. Children dying from violence by each other and by those that are sworn to protect them. False prophets teaching lies and untruth in the name of the Lord. I didn't mean to preach this morning, but when God put this all in my heart this morning, it just broke me down to see what's going on in the world. And for people of God to forget who's in charge. We have to push. We should all be pushing right now. There should not be one person and people of God not pushing, not praying until something happens. We need a move of God on this planet. We need a move of God. And that only comes from the fact that you are praying with me for the healing of this planet. For the healing of the country that I love and live in. For the healing of countries around the world that many of you love and live in. For God's cloak of protection around the innocent. For God to lead us in a righteous revival. We need to be renewed, restored, and revived on this planet. For we are walking down the path of destruction. Job chapter 26, verses 1 through 14. But Job answered and said, how have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm that has no strength? How have you counseled one who has no wisdom? And how have you declared sound advice to many? To whom have you uttered words and whose spirit came from you? The dead tremble, those under the waters and those inhabiting them. Sheol is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the water in his thick clouds, yet the clouds are not broken under it. He covers the face of his throne and spreads his clouds over it. He drew a circle horizon on the face of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stares up the sea with his power, and by his understanding he breaks up the storm. By his spirit he adorns the heavens. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways. And how small a whimper we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? Psalms 96:11-13. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Proverbs chapter 23:10-12. Do not remove the ancient landmark. Enter the fields of the fatherless. For the Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause against you. Apply your heart to instruction. and your ears the word of knowledge. Romans chapter 15, verses 25 through 33. But now I am going to Jerusalem, and this is Paul speaking, to minister to the saints, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. It pleased them indeed are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things. Therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I shall go by way of you to Spain. But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. And I pray that prayer over all of you today, that the God of peace be with you all. For we are in some trying times. And I say this in my heart, that some of it is going to get worse. For some of it's going to get better. But I say this, we got to trust God. In our good, our bad, and our ugly. We got to trust God and have faith. Faith that substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have to have faith. It's so easy to jump on the bandwagon of vilification. It's so easy to jump on the bandwagon to beat a horse when it's already down. It's so follow the crowd. We have to follow God and what thus says the Lord. But God is coming to judge the earth. And our word this morning from Dr. Charles Stanley in our life lessons is this. In Job chapter 26, verse 7, he hangs the earth on nothing. Did you do that? Did I do that? No, God did it. The most heavenly Father did it. And as Dr. Stanley says, who but God can take nothing and hang the world on it? Who but God could take the nothing of a destitute widow and pay her bills with it? And we're going there. We're going to go to that chapter. But we all have seen what God can do. I am grateful and thankful as a widow that God has paid my bills on many occasions. I know that it was God. I know that he sent the check when I needed the check to come. I know that he has always been there for me, and I am grateful. I am thankful for I know that I'm blessed by God. Elisha and the widow's oil, what God can do. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. And as a mother of two sons that were hit home, wow. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and then set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought
the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, to her son, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons on the rest. We got to do some house cleaning, because you never know what you have that you can sell to pay your debts. And I believe that's a word for me. Hallelujah. Don't know what you got until you open up the closet, till you open up that drawer, till you open up that container, that you might have enough to pay off all your debt. So thank you, Lord, for that word for me. Hallelujah. What could he do with your nothing? We think we don't have anything, but we may have a whole lot. Hallelujah. And as he continues, it's the power of his ways. And we know the power of his ways is not our way. It's God's. God has the power. Jesus has the power. The Holy Spirit has the power. We are just vessels to be used by the Lord God. We are just vessels to be used by him. Hallelujah. And as Dr. Stanley says, what the Bible says about the power of his ways. And it says the greatest forces in nature give nothing but the teeniest hint of God's immeasurable power. That 7.2 earthquake in Haiti. Come on now. And it goes on to say, that was Job's message to his friends when he said, he hangs the earth on nothing. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the seas with his power. By his spirit he adorns the heavens. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways, and how small a whisper we hear of him. Job chapter 26, verses 7, 11 through 14, which we just read this morning. It says, the amazing thing is that God makes all that abundant power available to us through prayer. The mighty hand that created the heavens is available to you as you kneel before him and put your trust in him. What is it that burdens your heart today? Is it some desperate need or long unfulfilled desire? Is your intercession filled with over the welfare of another? Is there some obstacle that blocks your path or some challenge you don't have the strength for? Do not despair. The one who is able to shake the heavens and stir the seas is able to help you. Lord, I trust you. We got to say that. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I have faith that you can move mountains. Hallelujah. I have faith and I trust you. We got to speak it into existence. Lord, I have faith and I trust that you will protect our young women, that you will protect our children, that you will protect the elderly, that you will protect those that cannot help themselves. Hallelujah. We got to speak it into existence. Ephesians 1:19 and 20 admonishes you to embrace the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. And we're going to go there to Ephesians chapter 1. And when we go to Ephesians chapter 1, it is Paul calling on us. And he says redemption in Christ is about being redeemed. But when we go down to verse 19, it's prayer. It's about prayer. You know, we talk redemption in Christ, and we talk prayer for spiritual wisdom in this word. And we're going to go to verse 15. So I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, only, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be her head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fulfillment of him who fills all in all. And I'm going to read that one more time. Verse 22 of Ephesians chapter 1. It says, all things. He put some things. Did he put just a little teeny tiny thing? No, he put all things under his feet and gave him to be a head, not the tail, but a head over all things to the church. To the church. What is the church? What is the church? His body, the fulfillment of him who healed. Apostle is preaching this morning. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Job. Hallelujah. And it tells us, again, what Dr. Stanley has to say is in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, admonishes you to embrace the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand. We read it again. And in the heavenly places, in other words, what God offers you is the same amazing strength, wisdom, and love that accomplished the resurrection of Christ from the dead and that raised him to his throne in heaven. Really, is there anything that you could face that needs more power than that? No. And as Dr. Stanley says, no matter what you're worried about, one thing is for sure, you can't possibly know the extraordinary manner by which God is going to work it all out. Hallelujah. I'm saying thank you in advance, for I know that God's going to work everything out that is exceedingly good for each and every one of you, whatever you're going through. When you say, Lord, I give it to you, stand back and watch him work. Lord, I give it to you, whatever your situation is, whatever your sickness is, whatever your financial situation is, whatever your spiritual situation is, whatever your children are going through, whatever is going on in your life, when you give it to God and say, Lord, I trust you. I have faith that you will work this thing out, but understand, a shut mouth will get nothing. You got to open your mouth and start asking God, Lord, to be saved. And then you got to look at your problems and say, let me tell you about my God, about my father. My daddy can do all things but fail. And I'm telling you right now, get out of my way, because my daddy's coming and you better not be here. Because he's got it under control. We got to trust our Father God and tell our situations about our daddy. And then we got to tell our daddy, Dad, what must I do? Do I need to just get out of the way and let you handle it? Or do you have work for me to do? Because we got to go to work too. That we do is for souls to be saved. Let folks see the Lord God in you as you walk into the store.
as you speak on the phone, as you get in your car and have a smile on your face, even though sometimes they can't see your face, they can see your eyes, and the eyes are a window to the soul. Hallelujah. And as Dr. Stanley says, no matter what you're worried about, one thing is for sure, you can't possibly know the extraordinary manner, I'm saying it again, by which God is going to work it all out. So pray to him and express your trust in his magnificent ways. There may be much that you don't understand about how he's going to help you, but you can be sure he will. And when he does, it will shake your world for good. I don't know who that word is for. I say it's for me, but I say it's for one of you. It may be for all of you, for everybody has a situation that they're going through, but we know that we know that we know our Father God can take care of it. Through what we go through, he sends us through the storms so that he can bring us out of them. And how does he bring them out of them? How does he bring us out of them? We got to trust him. We got to quit doing, I'm going to do me. Me can send you to the pits of hell. We got to do what thus says the Lord. Some more life lessons from Dr. Stanley. And the life lesson is this. These are the mere edges of his ways. Job chapter 26, 14. And we're going to go also over to John chapter 21. So I'll let you get John chapter 21. And so that way you'll be there when we get there. John 21, and they say verse 25. But we may go up. I know we're going to go up a little bit. That's what we do. We get it in context. And so it says, though we may know God intimately, we can only know him in part because he is so limitless and we are so limited. In fact, even the whole world, the whole story of what Jesus did on earth has not been told. As John 21:25 says, there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Wow. And let's call it straight. John wrote the biggest and most important book of this basic instruction before leaving earth. He wrote Revelation. He gave us a glimpse of the future. And all we have to do is read it, study it, state on it, that we will not fall for the okadoke of the Antichrist, that we will not fall into the pit of destruction. Will you give your life for Christ? Will you speak up and say, I am a Christian, and I trust the Lord Jesus Christ? Because you may lose your life when you do. But again, to die is to live. And to live is to die. You got to die for Christ, get rid of the flesh, and get into the spirit. And it goes on to tell us, the point is that though we know the important things about God, his love, character, and salvation, we should never be so arrogant as to declare that we have exhaustive knowledge about him. God can be put into a box. Woo! Dr. Stanley is all up in my messages and everything. How many times have I said that on this blog? We cannot put God in a box. And neither can our minds hope to hold him. Hallelujah. We cannot put God in a box. He is bigger than any box has ever been created, because he is omnipotent. He is bigger than the universe. He is so magnificent that even eyes have never seen his face. our earthly eyes have never seen God's face because we couldn't handle it. But we got to unharden our hearts. Proverbs 23:11. Their Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause against you. In ancient times, there were none more helpless than the orphans and widows. And I'm saying not. That's not just in ancient times. That's in these times. Because they were often powerless and vulnerable. God pledged himself to be their Redeemer and Defender. Those who took advantage of them because they seemed to be easy targets soon discovered that the Lord God himself was their protector. So I say to my sisters out there that are widows, don't worry. Just pray. For your protector is the Most High. Our protector is the Most High. Our protector, the Most High. And I say it one more time. Our protector is the Most High. If you are a widow, your protector, my protector, is the Most High. For he defends us. He redeems us. He protects us. He's got us in the palm of his hand and in his loving wings. Don't worry. Just pray. Give it to God. For he is our protector. He is the husband that we lost. He is everything. We are special to God. We are special. That word was for me. It's for so many of us out here who have lost husbands. But know that we are daughters of the Most High God. He loves us. He loves our children. He loves those babies out there that don't have mothers and fathers, that are in foster care, in orphanages, in places where they're not always protected. But I tell you this, they are protected by God. What you do to the least among us, God will do to you. For all the shysters out there, for all those out there who have done so awful things to widows and orphans, understand your day is coming. We'll judge the earth. It's him that protects widows and orphans. Romans 15:30, strive together with me in prayers to God. And Paul was asking for prayer for himself, for me. God loves to answer the faithful prayers of believers that are offered on behalf of other believers. Paul, the great apostle, frequently asked others to pray for him. God wants us praying regularly for each other. You know, I thank God for my pastor and for my, we are a praying church. We are a Bible-believing church. We are a church that gives to the least among us. And I'm grateful for Tuesday night prayer service where we stand in the gap for those that need prayer. And when we need prayer, we have those that are standing in the gap praying for us. We got to ask God for what we need. We got to pray until something happens. We all need to be pushing today. We need to be pushing and we need to be thankful. And we need to tell God, thank you for everything you are doing and will do. Thank you. Even when you're going through your storm, say, thank you, Lord. This is doing nothing but making me stronger. We got to stop whining and complaining and start telling our problems about our God. We got to stop whining and complaining about what's going on in the world. What they said this about me and they did that to me. You know what? Give them to God and watch God work.
I've had to give a lot to God and watch God work. Tell you this, widows, you're going to have it. Folks are going to go after everything you have. Why? Because they think you're vulnerable. They think that you don't have any common sense. They don't know you have a superpower. And that superpower is Father God. And I don't know why I kept going back to that. But it says the Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause against you. So I say to you, widows, I say to you, orphans, don't worry. Pray and give it to your dad. Give it to Father God, for he's got us covered. From the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, he's got us covered. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. Have faith, ladies. Have faith, gentlemen. Have faith, family. Knowing that our Father God is in charge. And that one day he's coming. And only he can judge the earth. Only he can judge this planet. Only he can move mountains. The Lord God is coming, and only he can judge the earth. And that is our word this morning. If there is anyone that has a word from God that would like to speak, or just would like to speak and say something, your lines are open, and all you have to do is push the number 1 on your phone if God is giving you a word from this word today. Again, Dr. Stanley says it's best the power of his ways. There's not our way, but his way. Keep trusting God, family. That's all I have this morning. A word from my sister in Christ before we get out of here. This is from Sister Carolyn. Right on time, right on point, right within the lesson. Good morning. When you're hurting or in pain, no joke. Hurting and in pain. Help someone else in need. And he had a word for those that needed a word from God. That's sowing a seed in which God will use to change your own situation. Have a turn it around Tuesday, family. Have a turn it around Tuesday. And I say this in the same vein as Sister Carolyn. That you have to put seeds in the ground. You have to put seeds in the ground. You have to do for others when you are wanting something from God. And I'm not saying that, you know, you got a tit for tat. No. We got to put some seeds in the ground so that you can grow that harvest. When you are hurting or in pain, help someone else in need. That's sowing a seed in which God will use to change your own situation. Have it a turn around Tuesday. And I can say, I know that my daddy God sees. Excuse me, everybody. It looks like I dropped. But we dropped our caller, and we're hoping that she calls back. That because I know that that particular caller has a testimony. They have a testimony. And, you know, I can tell you. God has used her. In a mighty, mighty way. I hope that she's able to call back, but if she is not, I will open up the line in the morning for her to give her testimony. And actually, let me see. I might be able to give her a call. Let's see what we can do. Good morning, family. Our caller is back.
Evangelist, can you please speak to our audience this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. First, I want to give honor to my Father who art in heaven, Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior, that seated at the right hand of the throne of God as our intercessor, interceding for us even in the midnight hour and the early morning in the evening. I just had a word that God is always on time. It may seem as though he's not working. It may look like he's not working. When we're going through, hallelujah, as hallelujah, Pastor said, plant a seed, because when we are going through, God is using us for his glory. It's not about us, but it's all about our Father who art in heaven, who loves us, hallelujah, just the way that we are. So just trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path as you go through whatever you're going through. He'll take you to it, he'll bring you through it, and he'll bring you out of it. And in the process, you will, hallelujah, be a laborer and receive a harvest when you plant that seed that God has told you to plant. Because you plant a seed, and you will sow a good seed before someone to win a soul unto the Lord. That's all I have.
Amen. And that's all we have. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our Savior, our matchless Savior, Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And just remember, the Lord God can judge the earth. And we thank him today for another day that he has made. We are rejoicing and glad in it, for he's given us an opportunity for a do-over. So I thank you, God, for the do-over. I thank you, God, for this mighty word this morning. And I thank you, God, for this woman of God who had a word. And on yesterday, we thank you for Mother Rita who had a word. But we know, Lord, that all things are working for each of us in your way, not our way. And may your will be done in all our lives. Again, in the name of the matchless Savior, Christ Jesus, I lift up each and every listener, those that listen live and those that listen later, asking you, Lord God, to watch over them, to guide them, and to lead them. In Jesus' name. Amen, family. It is a wrap. And what do? We pray. Hallelujah. But we are always willing, ready, available, presently praying for each and every one of you. Let's wrap on. Have a blessed day. It's a wrap.